What happened here?
Dancing. Smash my hand. You know, this is a photo as well. They're not like us, Kendrick Lamar's this track. Me and Elias were dancing in the living room.
You dance to that?
Because, you know, have you heard this tune?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I don't know Drake, no, he's dancing to it.
Let him know, bro. It's a fucking rhythm.
All right, kick us in the intro then. Yeah.
I was recording.
See?
Yeah, I was dancing to They Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar's tune, and I hurt my hand on the
Drake
wall.
I went dancing. That's my guy, Aubrey.
Yeah, cool. Nice one, man. Have you met him?
Yeah. Aubrey Jamal Graham.
Jamal is crazy.
You don't suit him, innit?
Huh?
You don't suit him.
No, not at all. I can't lie, though. We were speaking about the beef way before anything really transpired. Now,
no, there was still, yeah. Now I'm invested because
now
my opinion.
Cool. Now it is very cool.
Oh, Rick, cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, as in how many flipping diss tracks they're releasing.
Yeah,
Meet the Grahams, Family Matters. I think They're Not Like Us. Maybe that's what it's called. I don't know if it's called that. We are a bit behind, guys, because we're filming this a bit before this comes out. But the diss track's getting hot and hot and hot and hot.
Yeah,
I think it's probably at its end now. Drake's just released that last one. I don't know, it's called Six Hearts or something, mm-hmm. where he was basically saying that everything Kendrick was saying was a lie.
Yeah.
And it was fed to him.
And it's interesting because when I gave my opinion on it, I said I weren't invested, but I heard Family Matters and then I went all the way down from the first one down to the last one. And Family Matters for me will be the first dance at my wedding. It's really good though. I really, really
first
like Family Matters.
It is mental.
There's he does three parts of it. The first one is like singy-ish. The second one is like drill rap-ish. And then the last one is like that classic Drake singy rap flow.
Yeah,
like,
very cool. Well, okay, what's your favorite? Is
Family Matters.
Family
yeah.
Matters, like all of them.
I think I'm just biased though. Because like, we follow each other on Gram, so
yeah,
I feel like we're just brethren.
Yeah, he's your brethren. For me, I'd say See Meet the Grahams was very dark.
Yeah.
But then Family Matters is also cold as well.
Yeah.
They're not like us, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Absolute hit.
No, do you reckon there's limits?
No limits. Yeah. Anymore. They're going crazy now. They don't care about no more limits. But obviously, like I said, Drake's released that last one and I don't think there's any more coming. If I was to ask who is winning, what would you say, Drake? What would you say, Drake? What would you say, Philly?
Drake.
I just
think Family Matters is brilliant.
Fair enough. I think Kendrick,
like, there's something I rate Kendrick highly, yeah, but there's something about his voice when he puts on these like voices that I don't like.
Oh yeah.
In a person
Do
you know what I mean?
Just talk normal, yeah.
There's something I don't like about that, but Drake can give you different variations and it still sounds cool.
Yeah. Drake knows how to make a hit song, I think. Mm. Whereas I think Kendrick is more so like so about his what he's saying, like his content of the actual rap.
Yeah.
So it's like, it depends on what you like, because if I'm being honest, after this track stuff's over, I know who I'm listening to.
Yeah.
And it's not Kendrick, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So.
Don't quote me on this, but I think in that week, they done like 40% of the overall streams that Spotify had.
Probably.
Something like that.
Probably.
I saw
they were going crazy back to backs. But yeah, let us know what you think about the Drake and Kendrick beef. It's probably over by now by the time this comes out. Hello guys, just want to give you a quick little heads up and tell you this video is sponsored by HelloFresh. I've been super busy, I'll be honest. During the springtime, I am very busy. I work quite a bit. So I needed something very simple, very hassle-free. Almost.
And efficient.
There we go. And that's why I let HelloFresh handle the meal prep hassle with easy step-by-step recipes delivered right to my door. It's actually as affordable as £3.25 per meal, starting prices. And it's actually very simple to use as a step-by-step guide. And I'm very silly when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I need something that is very simple to use.
Yeah.
And I feel like HelloFresh provides that. Also a variety of over 100 recipes every month. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
100 recipes. So you'll never get bored.
Sustainability is a main key here as well, because you can make positive impact on the environment whilst enjoying delicious meals without breaking the bank. With pre-measured ingredients, HelloFresh helps you reduce food waste, allowing you to waste 21% less food than buying from supermarkets.
Yes. Make sure you visit hellofresh.co.uk/hellochunks and Philly today and use my code hellochunks and Philly to get 65%. 65%?
No. You lot are not taking in the percentages.
Oh my God!
65%.
Oh my golly gosh. 65% off your first box and 25% off your next 2 months plus free dessert for life. Now that's Hello Chunks and Philly for new customers who cancelled at least 12 months ago. Remember, use Hello Chunks and Philly today.
Remember, 65% off. That's more than half. It's big percentages.
Yeah, I have to kind of do it. But yeah, let's move to the podcast.
How about for you? Is it, you see, like when you listen to Kendrick's one, because obviously I joke about following Drake, but we're not like mates. Mm. Like it's just love for a distance. Mm. But you've met him. So naturally, it's the same way if I was to be battling someone, naturally your respect and your honor would be in my corner.
Yeah.
But when you're hearing Kendrick, are you going, right, this is hard? Like
hard.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Well, yeah, it's cold. Yeah. Like Kendrick's really going ham.
Yeah, he's
like,
good, he's good.
I don't listen to Kendrick that hard either. Like,
but I couldn't name you five tunes.
Yeah, same. Maybe, no, I generally couldn't. But obviously you have to still respect a man's, you know, I'm trying to say career and what he's done. Good Kid, Mad City was obviously a very good album. And then the other one with, I remember Rihanna was on it, Loyalty. I forgot what the album's called, but he's an amazing
artist. Happened to the youth that was doing this in videos?
Usher?
No.
All right.
And stuff were happening around him and he's walking through going like that, rapping like that.
Is that amazing?
No, there's a youth that done that. A black brother. I say he's a youth. He's a grown ass man from America. Lights, can you?
J. Cole?
What do you think about the whole J. Cole thing in this?
I like J. Cole's stance on it because he said, you know what? I ain't got time for this, man.
Cut out of that.
I'm probably going to get spun. So let me just get out of it.
No. He's cold.
J. Cole's cold. Don't get twisted.
Can't spin them, man. No.
What would you say? Okay, out of those three now.
Childish Gambino. This is America.
He's coming back. He's got an album back. Have you not listened to his...
He's never really been my kind of vibe.
Really?
Yeah. Man, that does this.
America.
Really, I can't lie to you. Childish Gambino, obviously respect his thing, but
he's got
really
a billion views on YouTube. It's on 914M.
No gadgets, living that one.
Yeah,
fair play.
Best stuff going on.
Ain't my thing, man.
I enjoyed that.
Anyway,
this is good. Yeah. How's celibacy?
Yeah, good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Still going?
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Huh?
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's made me laugh.
You still tucking?
I looked wank the other day, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not...
I was trying.
That word you keep using...
You're right.
Huh?
I feel like he's huffing like a dog. Yeah. I was just a couple of wanks here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. Did it just get a bit too much?
Yeah. It's random owners.
You can't be...
I had one as I got out of the cab, to be fair.
What, just now?
Just now, yeah.
Wow. What, a grab?
No, owner.
Oh, owner. Where have you lost your mind? You just backed out in the middle.
Just wasted it, but Tuesday my thing bulky. It was still bulking through the waist, so I just jumped it down.
Like being back in high school, basically.
Yeah. What did you lot do? When you lot got a random little in school, I used to put my hand in my pocket and pretend I was fiddling with something.
I got a situation right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice jacket that, you know.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Everyone said that.
No, but I was saying generally, recently I've been coughing. When I cough, I can't breathe straight after. I know. I went to the hospital yesterday and did an x-ray on my chest. They said my lungs are fine. So I think it's just a chest infection. But if I just stop breathing, then don't worry, I should be okay.
You've been on that loud stuff.
I've never done anything in my life. Yeah, good one, man.
That's
anyway.
That's that Gorilla Glue cough.
Yeah, piss off.
Anyway, we ain't even said hello to the people.
Yeah.
Yo, Philly.
Yo, my peoples, it's Chunks.
Yo, Phil's.
We're back at the Chunks and Philly show. Thank you guys for the support. You guys are very happy that we're back, so we are not going to leave ever again.
Get us to 1 million subscribers.
Yeah, get us to 1 million subscribers, please. If you're not subscribed on YouTube, then give us a subscription. I think we're closing in on 600,000, potentially.
Yeah, we're very, very close.
Very close, so that's going to be very cool. Hopefully, by the time this video's out, we're literally looking at 700 soon. So, we want to say thanks for that. And we also want to say... I've got a question for you, Phils. Mm. What do you think you could give up for the rest of your life if I was to ask you out of these four categories? Food. Kind of falls under the same category as sugar because food's sugar. But let's say food and sugar, sex or music. Out of those four things, what do you think you can give up on?
I feel like straight away my mind goes to sex, but you know me, I like to get deep into the questions. I want kids, ain't got kids, can't give up sex. Actually, I suppose I could come in the tube and sort it out with a scientist.
No sexual activity for the rest of your life, basically. So you can't, there's no...
Yeah, you can't nut.
I can't nut?
Nope.
For the rest of your life. Can't be healthy for you, not nutting.
It is, very good.
Is it?
Yep.
I mean, it's also not healthy to not eat food.
But there was an article I read once, Lawrence, about The NHS encouraging you to have wanks.
Apparently,
where's the article?
Yeah. I promise, I'm not making this up. Tell him.
No, I do. Apparently, NHS
said it was healthy for you to do that.
The grips.
Yeah, well, to
that don't make sense at all.
Yeah. No, I don't know if they're encouraging you to masturbate, but I think they're encouraging you to just, you know, ejaculate.
Yeah.
The word.
Yeah.
Well, how do you come? You got to knock it.
Oh, well, what's Arsenal in the league? That's how you get
it. Everyone in the stadium just.
By the way, that this will probably be out by the time that the league's over. Oh, please, Arsenal, please do us a favor, please.
So the categories were food, sex, music. I'm gonna go for music.
So you can stop music.
Well, I can't record it.
No.
No.
So what do you think we're asking?
I said it's done. Out of your life.
Gone.
Yeah, I'll get rid of sex then.
Wow.
Yeah. So no kids over making hits.
Oh yeah, shit, I need kids. Yeah, bun the hips then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So no more music at all.
No, man.
Can't listen to it, you can't do anything.
No.
Cool.
I really want kids and I absolutely love food.
What about
especially salads? I'm on a salad wave at the minute, you know.
Which kind of salad?
I've been making baby leaves in it, red onions, cherry tomatoes, and I just grow a chicken breast and just deal with that.
Right, any healthy bag.
It's the best. Yeah, it's just nice. It's not even trying to be healthy. I just find it amazing. Yeah,
and you make them as well?
Yeah, that's light work.
Bumba club.
Baby leaf, you buy that already done. Yeah. Chopped tomatoes, cut that in half and red onions.
I've been Philly's friend for maybe 6-7 years now. Mm. Still never had your food in my whole life. You know that? Little and you've been speaking about these meaty wings that he makes, honey glazed.
Crazy.
Talk about some sea bass that he's been talking about since Yom Kiyama.
No.
We talk about some
yesterday,
potatoes.
Do you know what I made yesterday? AM gets treated because he's always at my yard. I made steak though, but I've chopped it up in like little cubes. Mushrooms, onions, but I fried it with sesame seed oil.
Different.
Who's this guy?
Hey, sesame seed oil might be better than a blowjob, bro. It's okay. Flipping phenomenal.
Shall I add that to the list? Sesame seed oil, food, sex.
Yeah. Sesame seed oil staying, sex gone. Honestly, sesame seed oil, frying your meat with that is a different joint.
Wow.
It gives it a different flavor. And then, yeah, just put some steak seasoning on it, dark soy sauce, garlic.
Yeah, you know stuff.
Do you baste it while it's in the pan?
No, you don't know about basting.
Oh, I don't know what basting
is. See,
of
course you don't. You have to Ross Clark get the garlic with the little thyme. Is it a thyme?
A bit of rosemary into
it. Rosemary,
oh,
there
no,
you go.
No. You would, but in this case, you don't have to because the sesame seed oil and the dark soy sauce kind of forms its own little juices and so it all stays in there.
Okay.
I don't know how I thought of this dish. I just made it one day because there weren't a lot in my fridge and it's nice.
There weren't a lot in your fridge.
You know them ones? You just got to make stuff happen.
Yeah. You're saying there weren't a lot in your fridge because there was steak, sesame seed oil.
Yeah, but not a lot that I would make with that. Like I didn't know I could make that from that. I just got creative that day.
I'm gonna have to make a terrible meal. We just have potato, steak, and salad. Yeah, what would we do?
I hear him.
What a grind.
That's like Ginge yesterday. I was like to him, oh, I had a bad week. And he was like, oh, let me guess. Your trainer guy didn't come with another pair of 40 trainers. Oh, what is it? You just got $500,000 and not 1 million views this week. I was thinking, well, I actually did have quite a shitty week. But the question back to you, food, sex, or music?
Or football.
Yes, so we've got to switch them for him. Yeah. You're right. So we're going to go, because you ain't got kids yet.
As far as we know.
Sex, food, or football? Watching it and playing it.
Football.
Yeah. Got to have kids, man.
Can
and
never
you need
go to the stadium, can never play it again.
Couldn't care less.
Can't even go to that level.
I'm not even good anyway.
Nah, you're all right. Nah. Red Bull specialist. He's a weird one, though. It comes to the games and he just don't do what he does when we're knocking balls about.
Sounds a bit dodge.
Knocking balls about.
Yeah,
crazy.
That sounds dodge. But nah, I'll take football. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. It's an easy one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy for me. And music, I already gave up anyway, so.
Do you know when you, when you gave up the music, you must have had so many messages from people.
Yeah, a lot.
Positive ones though, right?
Majority, yeah. At the time, I was positive, definitely. But obviously, as time has progressed, it's been more negative now because anything I do music related is kind of like, who said that you're going to use Jimmy? All that rubbish. So obviously, as you expect, being on the internet, you get loads of trolls and pros and cons and stuff.
Yeah.
I see you flipping, going through all this bullshit negativity nowadays as well.
They hate
media.
Me. No, they're on TikTok. Yeah, right TikTok now, they doesn't like me. You know?
Yeah, right
they don't
now.
Know you.
Everywhere else, I'm all right.
Yeah,
TikTok don't like me. You know what it is, yeah? If I were on stream and we say...
Everything's out of context. It's horrible. It looks horrible. I can't lie to you. Like, even me, I'm confused.
They cut around certain things. But the internet's the internet. What can you do? I've gotten used to it. Just got to deal with it. There'll be times that we're even streaming and I know we'll say something and we've got to... That's been clipped. Like, we're just used to it now. It's just how it goes.
Did it ever hurt when it first started?
You know, yes, early stages, but now I couldn't give a toss. Because now it actually helps my profile. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? Like more people, I don't know, I can't say more people watch the streams because of TikTok, but more people, there'll be someone, for example, that didn't know what Girth and Turf was and now know what Girth and Turf was through that viral clip that we all said. Do you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, really good. The other day we had our badge on at Selhurst Park.
I saw that.
Potentially the best stadium in Europe.
Colombian colours with the B.
For Manny.
For Manchester, very good.
Now, oh, you really watch Scenes?
I do. I love Scenes. Okay. I love Scenes.
Scenes is good, you know.
Yeah, Scenes. Yeah, really, really good content.
I've been on it as well.
Big up Sky Sports. Oh, I'll be sick if we done one when Palace and Arsenal
play. You don't want to do that, man.
Too expensive.
It's different over here. Like, it's not Man United.
Well, we beat United twice this season, so anything can happen.
Who's United?
And we beat them 1-0 first game.
United. They're not meaty, but yeah, it's different over here. Like, you don't really want it with us. We're dangerous. Yeah.
I really hope you win the league as well.
We won't, but it's all love, man. I really do appreciate everybody that is supporting Arsenal this time.
When City's next game? This weekend?
Fulham, Saturday. It's 12:30 PM kickoff.
Nah, they won't do it. No. Wolves or Tottenham?
What?
We'll do it.
Tottenham. Nah, Tottenham.
They got Wolves and Tottenham next.
Tottenham are going to roll over.
It'll
man.
Be so Tottenham to someone correct actually me if I'm wrong.
Nah,
it'll be
such a Tottenham thing to do. It's not. Tottenham are going to roll over, bro. Why the hell are they going to give Arsenal the league?
Because it'll be such a Tottenham thing to do.
What, you think they're going to lose on purpose?
Yes.
Do you reckon?
Yes, I do.
Now they've missed out on Champions League.
I generally think they will.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Of course you can, brother.
No, they played Wolves.
Do you talk to yourselves during the day?
They played Wolves.
I don't talk to myself.
Not at all?
I do.
Nah, I don't.
And I talk to God every day.
What do you say to him?
What do you mean by
just, that? He's my friend, innit? So I just, conversations, a standard one. Oh, like, God, like, man, why do I always forget these silly little things? Like, I left the washing in a washing machine. It's just something so simple, innit? And now the clothes smells damp, I got to wash it again. Oh God, I always forget to do that. You know what I mean? I just talk to him every day.
But then do you ever talk to yourself? Do you ever go, oh, Philly, come on, man?
Yeah, all the time.
Like
yeah.
What? Because Chunks does not. Do you understand this? Like you go through that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
He has a completely
you've
mindset.
Never played a game and gone, I don't know, missed a chance and go, flip sake, Chunks.
Come on, man.
Nah.
What?
I violate the game. I say, this game's shit.
Oh, interesting.
And okay. I'm talking to someone most of the time, isn't
it? I think all the games are great out there, so if anyone wants to work with me...
Yeah.
Yeah, the wink is... That means run it up from there. I'm on stream and I want to work. Fair play, man.
But you saying, like, you never find
obviously, there's going to be a time in life where I've probably gotten so angry and then tried to just... Like, as a kid, definitely. I remember I used to look at myself in the mirror and cry and stuff. You know what I mean? And close the door, but you close it soft. They go,
ain't your thoughts talking to yourself?
For some people, yes. For some people, no.
Okay, so well, majority my thoughts, of yeah, I speak to myself in my thoughts.
Sometimes you drive with no music.
Yeah, most of the
time. You don't talk to yourself then? I'm just trying to think of scenarios.
No. If we're talking about in my head, I definitely do that loads. But that's more
you don't
like,
do it out loud.
You know what I'll do? Yeah. You know what I'll do, for example, if someone's done something stupid, yeah, I try to logically go through their thought process and think, why has that person decided to do that? You know what I mean? And be like, because they know if they were to do that, then I would feel this type of way about it. You know, stuff like that. But that'd be in my head. That's all like me calculating stuff.
That's you talking to yourself.
Though. Okay, well, there you go. Then I do it then. I do it.
Do you only count speaking out loud? Because surely you don't walk... I mean, you live alone as well, right?
Yeah.
So you might walk around the house and... Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
But I
definitely talk out loud to myself.
Darkest does that. Shout out to Darkest. The Darkest does that, you bet.
Even to make decisions. Like, I talk to my... self. Like I'll look at the rice and potatoes and go, rice or potatoes. You know what I mean? Don't you do that?
No, I like that.
I do that.
Yeah, I do
that.
Yeah, I almost feel weird for doing that because the way he does it.
No, is that wrong with me then in that case? If you guys are both saying rice or potatoes.
Well, it says here because
me, then I'll say it. I'll go in there knowing that I want rice.
Fairs.
More decisive.
Yeah, I'm a man.
You got a lot of big decisions to make.
Here's a question. If I cooked for you, would you tell me it was shit if it was shit?
Yes. Ooh. Straight away.
My friend AM cooked for me the other day.
Was it horrible?
No, it was actually nice.
Okay.
But then...
You tell me if it was shit, yeah, guaranteed.
It meant so much to him that it was nice because obviously he's made the dinner and I've gone straight to stream again. But then outside of the door, he's gone, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell it meant the world to him, my feedback. Like,
what did he make?
Prawn curry. His rice was banging. His rice was really good.
If a man says his rice was banging, that means after the
program. No. Don't
do that. Not feeling the porn curry.
Nah, I liked it. But yeah, I was just wondering because when...
He said the rice fluffy.
Fluff in a fluff.
Yeah.
Sticky.
And it's called Shelly rice.
And it looked like it wasn't going to be nice. I'm saying, rah, your water measurements don't look like you've measured the warts with the measurements.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. It was really good. Mm. Yeah.
But you, again, you know, it's like when you say, hey, do you like this song? And they go, beat's good.
Beat's good. Yeah.
Oh, beat's cold.
Yeah, you clocked. I had a mad weird dream today, though. I'm not going to say obviously who, but somebody died. Ooh. Yeah, it was a bad one. And like social media reacted to it, everything. But yeah, I'll tell you off camera because it's very dark. You don't want to say that. But
why don't you just say the dream though? Like, talk about India and not say the person's name.
Yeah, so basically it was like, finding that person died, woke up in the morning and like social media's going crazy about it, and then finding out how he did die, and he just died in his sleep, and everyone was just upset and everyone was just crying and stuff. But it was like very dark. What's the meaning behind having a...
I just Googled it.
I knew it. I know you, Lawrence.
To dream about death of a loved one?
Yes, loved it.
Okay.
Oh shit, it's me.
Suggest that you are lacking a certain aspect or quality that the loved one embodies.
What?
So it suggests that to dream about the death of a loved one suggests that you are lacking a certain aspect or quality that they have. So it's something
that they have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask yourself what makes this person special or what you like about them.
What, HP gone in your dream?
Wow. Need a little more, what?
Definitely not HP, but all I'll tell you after is actually it was proper dark still.
Did you cry?
Did you wake up?
Yeah, I woke up upset. I woke up upset, you know.
Mm.
I woke up very sad.
Oh, he loves that person.
And I woke up just checking their profile to see if they were still about, and they were. So I was like, handle that, thank God.
That's sad, man.
I know, bro. It's bad, isn't it? But it also makes you think that generally you need to check up on people like that you have a friendship with, and that you feel generally consider yourself a friend with them. I think with men, I think it's very bad because we don't really keep tabs on each other or actually check up on each other. Whereas I feel like with women, they're much better at keeping their relationships and I definitely agree. That's my point of view at the end of the day. That's my opinion. I feel like women, for example, with their friendships, they will actually make more of an effort, talk to each other on the phone. Like, for example, they'll just be doing house chores and stuff and speaking to their girls on the phone. Mm-hmm. Whereas with us, it's like, I don't give a crap about talking to someone on the phone.
I like doing that.
What?
You don't do that with me.
Yeah, I don't. But I'm saying I need to.
Yeah, sometimes I like FaceTime.
Wait, then you say, but love though. And you get out of there straight away. What do you mean?
It don't really work with you though.
Yeah, because I feel like when I talk to Phil on the phone, he wants to get off it ASAP.
Oh.
Genuinely, that's what, but there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying that genuinely that's what I feel like.
No, but okay. I'll try next time with you. But sometimes I just like, if I'm cooking, sometimes I like someone there on FaceTime, but I forgot they're there.
Yeah.
I think that comes with living alone though.
I know what you mean. But I feel like, you know, when we're talking and you'll just be like, I swear. But later, but I'll chat to you in a bit though. You'll chat to love. And it's like, you get out of there quick. I'm like, yep, cool. Yep, yep.
That's like you want an extra five.
I want seven more. Just seven more minutes.
Seven more is the still
to
sounds
talk
weird.
To you.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah, because the other one that's making it strange and weird and strange.
I hate being on the phone with people though, when you can tell you don't like.
They don't want to chat.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
The thing is, for me, I don't like being on the phone anyway, right?
Mm.
And I try to. It's like it's how good are you at realizing your social cues, like realizing that okay, it's time to leave the conversation now.
You're very good at giving social cues.
Yeah, very good.
Kids have social cues.
Like I'm saying, sir, but listen, it's time to go. You know.
So the other day I was messaging him about the podcast, and he goes, "Anyway, I better watch the podcast now." And I was like, "Chunks is done with this conversation. We now move on."
No, but also genuinely watch the podcast.
No, I know, but also
because do you know what it was? I knew on that day I had a certain amount of time that was free.
I knew that.
I said,
and
if I don't
took that
fucking
as a nice
this.
Thing to do. I'm not saying it's rude. I actually think it's nice to go, anyway, this was lovely, but let's move on. Instead of just going, I'll leave him on the scene for a little while.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that. Especially like with people that I actually have a relationship with where I see on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm like, I have to make sure I upkeep a healthy relationship that's not awkward. You know?
We call them Rolex crew.
Rolex crew, but Lawrence without the Rolex.
Oh,
yes.
What are you pulling out for? People can't even see me. I might be wearing one.
No, but you wear one.
They love that.
You know what it is? Philly actually got something to surprise for you soon. Don't worry.
I bet. Do you know what? The funny thing was, I get the amount of messages I get where it just says, I hope you get your Rolex.
And he told me already, about
him. Sort
him. In December.
Yeah, in December. It's a long way.
Well, I'll see you there.
When's your birthday, Lara?
October. Say no more. OVL.
Chance got you in October. I got him December.
Wow.
Yeah, come on. Say no. Yeah, what do you want, Lara?
Rolex. Yeah, but no, come on, girl.
She didn't even know what one. She just wants the role.
I can't lie to you. We're showing them a different type of life, that's right. Look, it's your fault. Right. I got a Woupon and he's got what? What's this? What's
the other one? The one I got you.
Oh, the Sprite.
The Spriteums.
The Spriteums.
Just trying to basically go, we treat you too well by wearing watches around you.
No, it's as in your our lifestyle is rubbing off on you guys because Philly is so abrasive.
Did you know you're more likely to be rich if your five best friends are rich?
Sorry?
You're more likely to be rich if your five best friends are rich.
Is it?
So
I agree with that. It's about who you surround yourself around.
If you surround yourself with people who have higher income than you, you are more likely to go up to their level of income.
Yeah, of course. Of course you are, because of the fact that you're motivated and you see the way that they're spending and how much they make money and stuff. You're like, I need to be like this person. Otherwise, I'm a bum.
Also, I think you'll get more opportunities through that.
That as well, because you know, yeah.
What would you do if she said, if you go, what kind of watch do you want? She goes, Patek.
Patek Philippe. I say, who's teaching you this? Because that there's no way I'm getting Patek Philippe.
I know.
Do you know how Patek Philippe's are?
Yeah. I cop one for my lady.
I think Patek would look amazing.
I like buying, well, not buying people. Now I'm talking like
Yeah, because I can't like that. You have to remember.
Gone. No, but I've given away two watches in my life, though.
One to me and then one to you?
Done. Give him a Wimbledon.
You gave him a Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like giving. Mate, it's a tangible asset,
like
bro. Tangible asset. Man, I'm not even deep in my lingo. But
it's just using normal words.
It's just nice, though, isn't it? It's
You're just using normal words.
That's it. Man, I'm not even my lingo. Tangible asset. What's wrong with that?
No, I don't say normal words.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
It's literally normal. He's right. But carry on with your tangible assets.
Oh, do you know what, man? Let's move on.
Oh. When did you get a car here?
I had this for years.
But remember, don't say that though.
No, I did though. I had this for years. Sometimes I just don't wear it.
Man,
like, no, like, don't. Like, I didn't do that face. Like,
are you taking the piss?
Don't do that face. That face is...
Bro, like, come on, bro. That
I
was
didn't
a long
do
time,
that. Nah, I didn't do that.
Hey, this is what I do like this section though here, yeah?
Go for it.
What would you do if you woke up as a woman, Philly? Yeah, darkness. Okay, cool. I'm going to ask you.
Ask Lawrence. Lawrence is better to ask.
What would you do, Lawrence, if you woke up as a woman?
So the reason I put this in the running order is because I had this conversation with my wife.
Oh.
And we were saying, what would we do if we swapped bodies for 24 hours?
Oh, so if I woke up as Philly and Philly woke up as me?
Right.
What would you do if you woke up as me?
I think I'd become a better person.
So this is what we were saying.
You're just a chill Jew, isn't it? You don't do nothing. Well, to be fair, I don't do nothing really these days, even since my celibacy.
You're celibate now as well.
Yeah.
But if it's your brain in Chunks' body.
That's right, as you always do.
What are you doing if
we're on a journey with the audience, man. Be real, you're still celibate?
Yeah, I'm celibate.
Okay. Yeah?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, how are you spelling that?
I don't know how to spell celibate, you know. Is it C? Yeah.
C-E-L-I-B-A-T-E.
T-E.
Correct.
Selly.
Bait. Yeah. My brother Selly.
Yeah, call me Selly, man.
Yeah, never.
But yeah, I reckon I'll become a better person. Chunks is just a good guy, innit? All his friends, none of his friends, apart from, I actually think I'm the only one, which is bad. I'm the only one that drinks alcohol.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, I've got friends that drink. I'm not going to out them, but.
Oh, okay.
Lara drinks.
You know that is?
Oh, yeah.
People that still yak. But obviously, they're not Muslim or anything, but they do drink.
But anyway, you get the point. Like, Chunks is just a good guy and surrounded by good people. And not to say that I'm not surrounded by good people, but obviously, we're believers of, you get what I'm saying? And I feel like his friends are just more
wholesome
on that path, the straighter path. And my friends are like, straight.
Wiggly wigs.
Straight.
Wiggly wigs.
And that's very sweet.
Mm.
But I'm thinking, let's just have a little fun with it.
Okay, you know what cool,
I
mean? Yeah.
Like, where's the... Like, you're waking up as Chunks.
So he wants me to basically say, if I'm Philly, I'll just dish out with
all. Okay, look, I'll keep it about then. I'm guiding that bank account.
You're looking.
No. Looking? What do you mean looking? If I know I'm switching back to my body, I'm guiding his account.
Yeah.
Remember, he's got loads of it.
Yeah. But bear in mind...
Yeah, no.
I'm guiding his account,
yeah.
Buying stuff, sending it to my address,
yeah.
Transferring money to my square, wake up next day... Yo, my brother, morning.
Yeah, cool. I guess I'm dead.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, the energy you have for me, the energy I have for you, locking off everything.
What?
I'm putting all your assets in my name. Absolutely everything. It's different now. I'm sent, first of all, the money thing, yeah, good. But all those little watches you got about hiding places, it's all mine now. Because I know the passwords and the keys and the...
You don't know my passwords.
I do.
My vault.
I do. Yeah, I do.
You ain't even got the key.
Well, the key to
your vault. You'll have it though, innit? You'll have it if you wake up in my body.
I know where everything is. I'm going in the vault. heist.
Then I'm taking out. I'm taking out his V10 Hurricane. He's got.
Don't take out my
Hurricane
cars.
Either.
No, I don't have that. Yeah, I don't have a Hurricane either.
I know. I wish he did though. I really wish he did though. I'd love a go on her. I'd love a go.
No, but
yeah, I think Well, there's your answers. The my first answer being a good one is. Genuinely, I reckon I'll become a better person. I'll see what he's like on his day to day. He just does absolutely nothing. Lays in his bed all day, watches TV, goes to work, comes back, lays in the bed, watches TV again.
But would you just do
plays five football. Times a day, plays football, prays five times a day. And then the other little bad man one is I'll run up bare of his money because he'd still have bare left by the
look,
time we
switch back. Listen to this. He just said himself, yeah? It's a contradiction. He said he'll be a better person. And but then he also wants to rob me. It's
like, no, not Rob. No. Use. Rob is a crazy word.
Yeah, I know how much I have to the pound.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt him.
Mm. Can't finesse me. There is though, I've only been like this recently because I got frauded recently.
Oh.
Last year.
You get that back though?
Somewhat. Yeah, I didn't get it back.
Yeah, you do, from the bank. You claim fraud.
I didn't. I got back the last 3 months of fraud.
Wow.
Because they were like, how have you not realised? Yeah, I was an idiot. It happened to Riyad Mahrez as well, but Riyad Mahrez is different. Riyad Mahrez got robbed for 300 grand.
How
I got robbed for 9 grand in the space of 12 months. Yeah. No, it was so much money, I was crying.
Really? Little baby.
No, yeah. No, I was upset. I was like, who the F is taking money off me?
9 grand's a lot of money. A lot of money. A normal person, 9 grand's a lot of money.
Well, I am a normal person.
Yeah, well,
it's a lot of money. I was very upset. And I was like, can you give back my money, please? They're like, no, we can only give you 3 or something. I don't know. I was like, cool. And I left that bank. So no shade to that bank, but take care. If you work up as a president, what would you do?
Working with a prezi.
If you woke up as a president, me personally.
Now, can I just ask a question? You know, when you say that, are you waking up in the president's body or are you waking up as Chunks and Philly as president?
No,
does that make sense?
I'm waking up, God forbid, as Joe Biden. Even though I'd never want to do that.
I
want to
know what...
But what would you do? What's the first rule that you...
What's that little place that you can't check out in America?
Area 51.
I'm going to go there straight away.
Wow.
I just want to see what's going on.
Would you nuke anyone?
No.
Just checking.
No.
He said he transferred the money out of your bank account. I'm just wondering if he'd just give it like, you know, oh, hello.
No. We need to stop war, man. We need world peace. I know that's such a cliche saying, but we actually do. But...
If I was Joe Biden, I'd cut ties with... You know what country I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
And say that this is my standpoint on this country now.
Really? Do you hate the UK that much? Fair enough. No, but seriously.
And I'll take off that little visa thing. Because I got threat like...
Oh, the Esther thing.
And like the criminal thing. Because I got a little friend that's done a crime that was not even that deep. Yeah, it actually wasn't that deep.
I think Johnny can go to the States now.
He can't go to America. Jarring. Let my boy in, man. He's a good guy. You know what I mean?
You need a few criminals.
Yeah, you need.
You know what I mean?
Because then police won't exist, innit?
Would you do anything like that?
What?
If you woke up as president, would you give any speeches? Would you go piss someone off? Would you? I'd call Vladimir Putin and just be like, what's up? What's going on?
No, dude, he's a sicker.
Yeah, he's
fucked. Basically saying, let's do this war thing. Yeah. Me personally, as a president, I just want to see what he does in the Pentagon. And I also want to know all the secrets. Me, I like knowing secrets.
Area 51.
In the country.
Would it give you away that you've woken up in the president's body if you just go, I need a secret?
No, I'll be like, 9/11 was crazy.
See, you trying to be celibate?
I said 9/11 was crazy. And they'll be like, oh yeah, it was. I said, remember what George Bush actually did? And they'll be like, oh, yes, sir. And then tell me everything. And I'd be like,
I like that.
Oh, I love this. You know, like I just grabbed my phone mid-filming. Like, see, when stuff is yours, it's sick, you know?
Yeah, but I'd rather if you're not on your phone.
No, but this one was important.
Yeah. Who's it? Let me see.
Show me that.
Who's that?
Michael. From Not Good Enough Podcast. What are they called again?
You hang out with Michael quite a lot, don't you?
That's my brother.
Yeah.
Hamilton.
Yeah. That's our brother. Like, we love Michael. We really love Michael.
But you had like, but I mean, these.
No,
these
I think they're more close potentially. Yeah. Yeah, you guys been on like 74 holidays together. I think you've been on holiday with that guy the most, yeah?
With my friends.
I think, generally think so.
No, Dan.
True.
Dan.
Philly, can I ask you a question about body swaps? Say you and your girl swap bodies.
Me and a girl?
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
would you... It's a real question. Would you, you know, yourself?
Fuck myself.
That's the question.
I think I couldn't do a dick. I'll dildo it off, though. Even dildo it off sounds a bit nuts.
Dildo it off, is it? That's a phrase. Dildo it off. Wow.
It's the ball, isn't it? Like, you know where... I'm like, I'm straight as a ruler, so...
Yeah.
Even a thought of that,
but, roundabout.
No, but I've genuinely had like sex, and then I've genuinely sat there or laid with the girl and gone, what does it feel like? Like, what is it you feel?
What do they say?
Because for us, it's like, Cat Williams said it the best. Do this inside your mouth. Oh, different feeling. Okay.
I get what you're saying, but... but it's not like... I'm not sitting there going, oh my God.
Lawrence is there just doing this, guys.
No.
It's Narnia-ish. And that's Narnia-ish. What Narn feels like, isn't it? So now, thanks to Cat Williams, when a girl asks me, what does it feel like? I'll go rub your tongue inside your mouth.
There's not as many pleasure centers on the inside of your tongue, though. Do you know what I mean? Or on the...
But like in terms of like...
Consistency.
No. Texture. Like the actual... What it...
Like texture.
That's the word. Oh my God. Mm. The texture. Like that's what it feels like. Just wet, gooey, like...
Okay, can we move on then?
That's right. Yeah, maybe, yeah. So okay. You make it sound like a muffin.
Yeah, pride questions,
no,
yeah?
No,
don't skip that. No, you just skipped a big question.
I did. Yeah. If you could create a YouTube supergroup, who would be in it?
Wow.
Chunks.
Right.
Mr. Beast.
Wow.
No, I might not even put you in there.
Yeah, no. Dory, I didn't put you in mind.
Right. PewDiePie.
I didn't put you in mind. You didn't slip
PewDiePie.
Mine.
What?
Now?
That man will still get numbers.
I don't know if he's... Is he going to put the effort in?
In terms of relevancy right now.
No. What we talking? Entertainment or number, guys?
It's money affirmation, your dream, guys.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Mr. Beast. Speed.
All right. I didn't think of that.
KSI.
Yep.
Nico Mash's views.
Nico would be...
Four. How many? Five. Let's just do five. Make it easier. And who else is a goat at YouTube numbers? One of them brothers that upload rain sounds and get 21 million views.
Right, so he wouldn't put himself in the group. Nice one, man.
What? How am I going to be in a group, bro? I'm a baby in this thing.
Do you not rate
yourself? Get me. No, I do. And also, I'm very proud.
You don't want a piece of that pie?
And I'm very proud of how far I've come, but there's levels to this. Okay, I didn't know we could do that. See, that's me. That's my business mind failing me.
And you also forgot another person that is quite big as well, Kai Sinat.
Wow.
Does Kai get as much number? He does get stupid numbers on YouTube.
Well. Yeah.
I just know him as a streamer. Do you know what I mean? I don't really watch his stuff on YouTube because I hardly miss streams. The time he streams is my vampire hours and I'm awake. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Who would you put?
I said me. I'd be in it because I need
Yeah, because you're smart
money.
And I'm...
Yeah, silly boy. Nico.
Good.
Kai said that. Wow. Mr. Beast. JJ.
Wow. So AJ, Kenny...
All of them
Sharks.
Gone. Everyone gone.
What's the...
And money. What's the group called?
It's called Money Affirmec. Because MAM, we're making so much bread, it's a joke.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
I was going to say, call it niggas on a mission, but you can't because Mr. Beast is
Mr.
There.
Beast is in there.
Yeah. No, because then get Mr. Beast to say it and then you can kick him out the group because you're a racist.
No, but we need
but we
him.
Need him. He's got so much. Like, I really need
You've
him.
You've done a really, really... I know
exactly what you're talking about.
Mr. Beast uploaded the other day.
Yeah, incredible.
The best video for me on planet Earth's history of YouTube. The 1 to 100.
You know, okay, Jimmy, listen to us now, man. Get me in that and let me be the 28-year-old.
Bro, it will be very, very hard, genuinely. You need to watch it. Loz.
The one that 130 million
Loz, views. I never call you Loz. I don't know why I just called you Loz. Yeah, but Lawrence, please don't waste time researching. Just go home and watch it with your missus. You will enjoy it very, and your kids. It's that sort of one. Yeah, it's all right.
Very good video.
Like, bro, you're going to love it. It's going to be very hard, genuinely, to top that video on YouTube.
It was incredible.
What? Amazing, bro. I you're really going to like it.
Wow.
Hey, the funniest bit was when all the 40-year-olds linked up.
And he got on that guy.
Bro.
Do you know them two linked up again for a TikTok?
Do you know how cold that guy is?
They linked up for a TikTok. He linked up for a TikTok.
Did he?
Him and the other guy.
He's cold.
Every time he came out, he got this.
Yeah. He's so cold. Yeah. Just watch it.
I'll watch it.
Don't even research now. Go home. Watch it.
Okay, listen. I've actually got a pride question for Philly, you know?
A pride?
Yes, pride question.
Would you say I'm...
I spoke to Lawrence a little bit before off camera, but we didn't really get into it, like delve into it. But
would you say I'm prideful?
No.
I don't think you are. Not in a negative way.
Yeah, I don't think you're like a bad
pride. I can be, but I feel like I'm always the first to apologize. Anyway.
Would you be cool that if someone proposed or gave like an announcement like my wife's pregnant at your wedding?
What do you mean?
So for example, it's you and your wife, you're having, it's your wedding, your family's there.
And someone
there,
proposed.
And one of your good friends comes there and says, by the way, ding, 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 clinks the glass and says,
Everybody,
I just want to say me and my wife are you know, expecting.
Is that not amazing?
So that was my reaction.
Or
ain't that phenomenal?
Or everybody, I just want to say thanks to Philly for getting me here today, but I've got something to attend to. Here's my beautiful woman, and I just want to say thank you so much for all those years. And then goes on his knees and proposes.
Oh, unreal.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Because I'm celebrating two things in one. Two people I love in the same room.
Yeah.
You've just achieved great news. I've received great news. I'm doing my greatness right here.
Yeah.
It's just a great day.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's just a great day.
You know what it is? You guys are very nice people.
Would you be annoyed?
No, I said, I genuinely, hand on heart, I'd be fine with that. But I said my wife would have an issue with it, I think.
Oh, yeah?
You have to remember, girls are very territorial. Big day, yeah. It's territorial. It's my day. This is about me today. Since they were five, they used to dress up dollies and think about their dream wedding day. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I genuinely feel like that person is taking away the attention around them. Even though, as a guy, we'll probably be like, it's literally going to be for 5 minutes. Don't worry about it. It's not that serious. You know what I'm trying to say? But I think every dying second has to be about the woman.
Well,
I'd be upset because my woman's upset.
We have a lot of women watching. This is a question for the women. Then ask yourself that question and comment in the comments below if you would be annoyed if someone else proposed on the day of your
Lara, wedding. Would you be upset?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's 100% of women that we surveyed so far. But
I genuinely hand on heart. For example, I was at my wedding and Philly proposed to his wife, I'll be like,
yeah,
very happy.
Oh, that's a multiplier.
That'd be my ideal place to propose.
That's a multiplier factor.
Don't do it.
No, do you know why? It wouldn't be.
Because your bedroom wife would not like you anymore.
It would be my ideal place to propose. All my family are there. Chunks' family is there. That's my family. His mum's going to be buzzing for me. His dad will be buzzing. His brothers, his sisters. Be perfect, bro.
That's what I thought.
And all my mates are there. All his friends are mine. It's the ideal situation.
Isn't wedding not like already a really happy time where it's like,
let me know
hey,
you get married, man, so I can propose, man.
Yeah.
Find my jar before then.
But seriously, a lot of people in the comments of some of the TikToks posted.
Serious, bro. I need a girl, man.
What, at a wedding or just
in general? But then I was watching H on Shits and Gigs the other day.
Oh, I died.
H is very much like me. Like, I talk shit. Like, I want a girl now. But I'm throwing a party in Sweden for year man parties. I'm out there. You know what I mean?
June 8th, man. Shout out, brother.
Yeah, but right, oh, you're my guy, man. I like that you remember dates.
Of course, I tried to promise.
But like right now, like I do want a girl.
What do you mean, like?
Don't listen to me. Just don't listen to me. You're right, man. H was right, man. H quite spot on still.
What
don't
kind of girl,
to me, man?
He's trying to say he wants a girl, but then it's how his feelings. You know what I mean?
Oh man, so I need a girl actually. Because bad and bougie is one night, two night.
Listen, a girl watching back home now, she's going to want to be with you if you're wishy-washy and thinking maybe that I do want, maybe. Be assertive, bro. Yes, I'm very sure.
Yeah, I want a girlfriend.
Yeah? Put that down that barrel and I'll tell them.
Listen, if you're out there, if you're watching this, I want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could be right for you.
Yep.
Just a little message for the women out there.
Yeah, there you go. Lawrence is manhandling in the camera right now.
Yeah, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Not gentlemen, sorry. Sorry, I'll start again. Hello, ladies. I hope you're well. Why am I trying to come across like a mad mature guy?
Yeah,
I am mature.
They know they just watched 40 minutes of you chatting shit.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
Hope you're good. My name's Felipe.
Yeah.
Currently looking for a relationship as I plan on having kids and a family by 31. So if you're interested within age and a believer of God,
within age.
Christian, I'd like to be a potential candidate for you.
I reckon you're finding nothing from that.
Yeah.
I reckon you're finding nothing.
If anything,
from that.
Just more pussy thrown at me, man. That's what happens. That's why I don't like saying it. How they just throw themselves.
All right, we're going to move on to the last segment of the show.
It's not the last segment.
Oh my God, we've been chatting for time. Do you know what? I've enjoyed today.
No, can I read you these conversations? Wow.
Clear my throat.
You pull back off.
Man, you sound like a Volkswagen. What's he doing?
I'll get it. Sorry.
There's nothing wrong with Volkswagens. Why would you do that?
That's just the engine.
I've made a little bit of money off YouTube, but now Volkswagens are shit to me.
Did I say the shit?
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, good one. Don't try these
this
bands.
That is fucking disgusting.
This is Gaffer Death Band.
Oh,
like
you clocked it.
I don't like it at all.
That's disgusting. Yeah. We say it to Chaz all the time.
I know.
He goes the other day, he'll play Minecraft. He's gone, oh yeah, like he's got a digger or something like that. And then Chin said, you what?
Thank you, brother.
Even if one of the white boys in Girlfriend Turf says, oh, like, you're such a black male, they'll go, such a what? A what male? I love that banter. Go on, what were you going to say, Chunka Ranka?
No, it was Lawrence asking the show's conversation between a man and a baddie.
So this is a conversation between a man and a baddie, and now it's gone viral, right?
What's a baddie?
Baddie's like a really beautiful woman on Instagram, basically.
No.
Sometimes I use words I'm not supposed to use.
For me, that's not.
What's your baddie?
I look at baddies as like fottish.
IG baddie.
For me. You know what I mean? I look at them as like...
He's being a thought wrong.
I look at a baddie as someone you don't want a wife. That word for me has like a...
Bad connotations.
Yeah. Okay. Like a girl that's in the club, has a short dress, half of her titties are out.
Yeah. You like that though?
Yeah, for one night, two night, but not for wife. I'm just keeping it a buck.
But you want a wife who dressed like that at home though?
Okay, now I'm chatting shit because then my ex like show a little bit.
Yeah, that's all right though, isn't it?
She shows some Samsung. She shows some.
And Stevie Wonder.
Now I'm chatting shit. I'm actually chatting shit. But if I had a choice, like I couldn't help that I fell for her. But if I had a choice, I wouldn't go for someone like that.
But you want someone who's got a good body.
Yeah. But not for the mains. Like I wouldn't mind maybe if you were a little situation when you're out with me for a meal, but not all over your page.
No, fair enough.
I don't know. Just gives people a certain perception of you that might not be... True, like my ex, good-hearted person.
Yeah, very nice person.
Yeah, genuinely. What amazing soul, bro. But on the gram, if you looked at it, you'd go, rah, she's in,
show a little bit.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was your point? So a man and a baddie have a conversation.
So I'm going to read it out word for word, maybe apart from the one word that I can't say.
Water's a leak.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
So he says, yeah, I got a bitch, but I want you all to myself, G. No bullshit. I'll drop her just for you.
So that's the man's pull man. To the body.
Yeah. She said, did I ask if you had a bitch? And he said, nah, I'm just letting you know. And she said, I don't give a fuck about a bitch. Keep the bitch. Fuck you telling me for. You know what I'm here for. Keep it a buck.
Keep that bitch in the tuck, baby.
Yeah.
And he said, oh yeah, I need you ASAP.
I need you ASAP.
And she said, you can have your cake and eat it too round, this motherfucker. Give no fuck about your bitch. You ate yet? He said, nah, she ain't cook. She said, check your cash app, feed your hoe too. I said something for both of y'all. And he said, I think you're the love of my life, bro. Shit ain't real. She said, feed your bitch and shut up.
I do like girls like that though. Not like that, but just like in
if
terms
a girl
of her personality, like,
I'll wild out.
I just like, attitude's nice, but not attitude enough to make you argue, but stand on your point and be firm with it. I like that.
Some people kind of, part of me read that message and wonder whether it was like he's paying for someone to act out like a kink.
Dominatrix type of kink.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She said, feed your bitch and shut up.
No, Americans are mad like that though. Like AM told me the story. It was in America. My mate was in America for 3 months, guys. And he said that he was walking into a store. And then there was a man outside the store and some lighty was walking past. Lighty as in a light-skinned female. And then the man's gone to the girl. Hey, what's happening, Redbone? I want to suck the air out your booty hole. Like, in America, they're just different like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be real. Do you get what I'm saying?
So
that conversation there, Americans, right? Based on the lingo,
course,
innit?
Of course, of course.
Suck the air out your booty hole, though.
That's ridiculous.
How do you even do that?
Yeah. That's horrendous, that is.
Someone out there wants
so
that.
So what is the rules here? Like,
just tell me how, I mean, first of all, how does it work for the man? Like, is it good that a man wants a woman to speak to him like that? Is that necessary?
There's people that have kinks. There's people that have situations with their relationships where they like to be kind of dominated, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And each to their own, obviously, for him. That's where he likes. He likes her to wear the trousers and to her to talk like that. But, yeah, that just ain't my bag.
Yeah,
it is kind of half mine. I wouldn't say to that extent, but I kind of like, I think disagreements can be healthy.
Where do you think the disagreement is here?
The fact that he wants and she doesn't want him, they're disagreeing, isn't it?
No, she wants him. She's gave him cash up, she gave him money. She's kind of like wearing the trousers. Like she's saying to him,
oh, I've understood this completely wrong.
Right. Maybe it was just because I read it kind of weird. But basically she was saying, now you can have your girlfriend and have me and I'm going to send you money to feed you both is basically what she's saying.
And he said,
fucking
I love you.
Fucking hell, what a life.
Imagine.
He's saying, I love you. He's saying, I love you now because like you're a different type of girl.
Oh, I've understood it wrong. Yeah. Okay.
I can't like you that day.
Can I have a little, can I get myself a little role play from the two of you here? Just a quick one?
Yeah,
for what?
Okay. So, Chunks, you're his girlfriend.
No, I'm not his girlfriend.
Oh. Right.
He's the best girl.
I want you to be a girlfriend.
No, so bad.
I don't care. I want you to be a girl.
But so the problem being, right, he's just got that message. How does he then go, would he tell her or not that he's just got the money from an Instagram baddie?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. So now you're automatically.
All right, cool. Watch this. I'm Andre and you're?
Trevisha.
Trelisha. Is that like Trevisha. Three Felicias?
So you come up to me maybe and say, yo, like,
are we?
How did we get the money for
cool.
these tickets if our budget's done for the week or something? Go on.
What's your name?
Andre.
Andre, how do we even afford this? Like, what's going on right now?
Oh, what, these tickets right here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got a new bitch. Yeah, Penelope. Yeah, she sorted it out, you know? Type shit's
crazy. Mm. Wait. And I'm supposed to be fine with this?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
This is the role play. It's the role play.
Are you fine with that?
Are you serious right now?
Trelisha.
No, that one out the park. That one's cold. So, is that, are you serious right now?
Are you like serious right now?
Yeah, cold.
What the hell are you saying right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I met the shawty and I couldn't pick between you or her. So I thought we can, you know, bring you together. I mean, when I met you, Trinashi Fishi, whatever your name is. That? Your name?
Trevisha.
Trevisha. When I met you, Trevisha, you said to me that, you know, you kind of fucking with this Oprah relationship stuff.
I don't remember saying that.
Oh, bitch, you did.
Oh, crazy. I don't like this.
No, I
don't feel nice.
I feel like that's, like, you know, if you're the woman, you're on the bat. It's a bad end of a relationship.
As well, like, that's yuck. I can't do that dynamic. I've seen that a lot, obviously, but.
What?
Like, he just called me a bitch.
Mm. You wouldn't stand for
that? Don't like that dynamic. No. If I was a lady, I would never let that happen.
Mm.
Obviously, fair play to you if you're at home and you accept it, but just don't work for me.
Obviously,
anyway,
different environments.
I just want to get away from this, and I want to go on to the last section, which is the age-old question.
Okay.
Billy.
The fuck's this in his cup?
Of course.
Nah, the man done.
He is the bougie guy.
Look in that cup. They done me wrong, man.
He does this every time.
That remember where you're from? South London, you know?
No, brother, but
from
are you not?
Gutter.
Brother.
I drank it.
It's fucking Lawrence's beard hair.
And I love it. Love Lawrence's beard hair.
Wow.
My boy.
You love all that, yeah?
Yeah, I love his hair.
He's bald hair, yeah?
Who said that?
I said that's his
bald
hair.
That fresh last night.
He's a bastard. Don't listen to him, man. But, Philly.
No, there's fluff and the fluff in there.
Love it. Would you time travel? And if you could, where what two places would you go to?
Give him three.
Go on, then.
Time travel.
Me?
So I can go future or I can go back.
No, you have three different times. So you can go to any different times. Three. I'm going to throw one out there.
Throw your first one.
2050.
Wow. Why?
That is going to be in approximately 26 years time. I'm now 28. That's going to be 54 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. When I'm 54, I want to see how my life transpired. I want to see how my family has flourished. I want to see what is happening in the year 2050. I want to see how my kids look if I have kids. I want to see how my wife looks if I have a wife. I want to see how my family look if they're still alive and still about. I want to see if my parents are still with us. There's so much things that I want to see and I'm very curious about.
Do you think you, in your time travel universe, can change the future? Say you see something you don't like, you know, you're like, oh God, what did I do that for?
No, I wouldn't, because whatever God's decreed and whatever God's decided to do, I'm going to be happy with it. But I also just want to see, and I'm very curious. Like, for example, now, we're going to flip it a little bit, but we'll go back to it, don't worry. If you could see the day you die in a paper, would you see it?
Yeah.
You would?
Would you see how you die?
Okay, what would you rather? See how you die or what day you die?
Oof.
What day I die?
Yeah.
Day, right?
You want to see day, because if you see how, and it's like,
You're going to constantly be so paranoid. If it's like outside because something crushed you.
Exactly.
You would not go outside.
That's some Final Destination shit.
Yeah, generally. But yeah, would you want, that's actually a good, even better question potentially. But
I don't think it's better.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's better.
I'll go back to
Lawrence came up with a question of time travel, but we will go back to it very soon. But genuinely though, how you die or when you die.
You've got to do when.
Would you even want to do it? There's some people, best believe at home, that I'll say, no, I don't want to do it.
Can you turn it down?
There are people that turn it down.
Sorry. Would you?
I probably would turn it down, but I'd like to go. I'd like to see Maradona play live. So I'd go back to go watch Maradona.
Right. You.
Why is that funny? What? Was it? Is that on my face?
Talking about day you die.
Broski, I was talking about would you choose to see the day you die or not? And you went back to the
original question.
To the original.
Yeah.
So you just tell me I'm a prick then. Tell me you don't like my question.
No, I said I want to see the day that I die.
You don't want to see the day you die?
No, I'd rather know the day that I die. We dealt with that.
Okay, cool. Never mind. We'll go back to the time travel. So Philly wants to see Maradona kick ball.
Yeah.
You know you're a sicko, man. I can't lie. What are you going?
Hey. Don't say it like that. You know how you're dumbing down my team.
Okay, cool, man.
Don't say Philly wants to see Maradona kick ball. Don't say it like that. You know how you're saying it. I like to see Donna, yeah.
I do think that's good. What, where? In World Cup?
Argentines.
Yeah. Hand of God times.
No, this one.
Yeah, Hand of God.
I want to see Naples and see him playing Naples.
Or see Asprilla at Newcastle.
Maradona or Tino Asprilla are the two people you want
to
see.
Look what he's doing. He's got three dates to go to. He's already used two of them on Asprilla and Maradona.
And Valderrama then, last
there
one.
There you go.
Sure, three of them, yeah.
What a shit use.
Do you know why I wouldn't want to do that?
The machine.
Because even it, like,
we're not using the machine.
You've given me a choice. Deep down, I don't think I'd like to see when I die. I think you would just live your life so different.
You would.
Like,
now you're jumping back to the other.
Yeah, because to a certain extent, yeah, don't you think like you will lose out on excitement in your life?
No. Nope.
If you know certain things are going to happen, like him going to 2050?
50.
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of sick that every day happen unexpectedly.
The unexpected things can still happen.
The spontaneous feeling won't... feeling won't exist no more.
Okay, right now, though, because you kind of know... God forbid, if you, like 4 years ago, it said to you, 10th of May, 2024, God forbid, the car that you get into is going to get into a car crash. You wouldn't want to know to avoid that car.
Yeah, actually, I would.
That's what I'm trying to say,
though. That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't think I would.
Is it? That's what I say. If it's your time, it's your time.
Because
I respect that though, bro. If that's your point of view, that's great. I'm saying I wouldn't want to go.
Nah, I don't think
I feel like I've accomplished life a little bit. Like, I would be so upset. Like, right now, if you're asking me, oh, would you be upset if you didn't manage to have kids because you died before it? I'd be very upset.
Of course.
Very, very upset. Like, I wouldn't want to go. I want to have kids first. I want to have a family.
Yeah,
I want to have a wife. You know what I'm trying to say? So I feel like that's where I have the problem. Whereas now, if I'm 50 and I've had everything that I wanted in life, I'm like, I'm not going to be so upset. Especially if I'm close to my Lord, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying?
That. Because by 50, you really can have achieved quite a lot.
Gotta be close,
of course you can.
Especially where you're at
and
now.
And plus, you're still very young. 50 is very, very young. But I'm saying, as in, at least in my head, I'm like, I've done what I wanted to do with life.
I feel like we've upset. You look a little bit upset.
No, that's my thinking phase.
Yeah, oh really?
What about you, Lawrence?
I'm not sure I want to use time travel. I don't want to go. I want to go forward. I put it that way. I like going back and maybe going back and seeing, like, I want to go and see something in the great history, like really far back.
Oh, if you go
66 type vibe,
even further back. Like, I'd love to go back to, like, you know, zero.
Can I dive deep into this question? So if you was to go 2050, and let's just say hypothetically, all of a sudden you quit YouTube, you're a doctor now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could you change your future now?
Yeah, based off what you saw,
you could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I would then.
Yeah?
But you're saying you
because I feel like
unhappy.
The music world is very, like, evil. And let's just say I become, like, Taylor Swift level. I'd like to probably stop before I get to that level.
You don't want
to
be that level?
Nah.
What level would you stop? Ed Sheeran?
Nah, he's gone as well.
Before
Stormzy? No, but he ain't lost. Like, Ed Sheeran's still wholesome, good guy. Still takes from his wife on a date where they throw paint at the thing. I watched his documentary.
Yeah.
Stormzy's clear.
Stormzy's clear. That's a good level.
So
that
Stormzy's...
little Uzi Vert level is God Save Your Soul. I can't let the music industry brainwash me and tarnish man like that.
I get that.
Don't you rate yourself more than that?
Yeah, I do.
So why do you think that regardless of how clear you get, you'll get brainwashed?
Good question, Chunks. Good question. Because I sometimes maybe also think to myself that some of these people that are, I can't say they're doing dark stuff, but some of these people that look like they're dark, at one point they must have been wholesome.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're impressionable.
Then what?
They're very impressionable.
Who's not to say that they didn't come from a good upbringing like I did and with God in their hearts?
I know, but I'm saying to you that I'm not going to fall for this demonic stuff if I was in that game. It's a fact.
Yeah.
I know myself.
It, you, even if you get
no, neither would I. God forbid, I put it in nombre Jesus.
It's a fact.
Would you? Some because some people, the basic choice is: would you rather die or go the route we want?
How do you mean?
Well, like you know, once you've been presented with the ultimatum of do you want to do the evil thing and you know go that far, they're basically going now. You know, you just got to die if you can't.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I'm saying I would never go down that evil route. I hate that shit much.
Yeah, would you go back and kill anyone in history? And it doesn't have to be yourself, but you know, would you, you know, kill Hitler or would you kill, you know, someone terrible?
Thou shalt not kill, man. Not killing no one.
Wow. Chunks is the complete opposite.
I'd kill some people, man, but I'm also not trying to get cancelled.
You bagged it. Yeah. You bagged it. Brother,
I'd get rid of some people when they were kids.
Yeah.
Throw them off. Yeah, make sure you don't even get old enough to do what you do.
No, or top of a volcano in a heli.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, you wouldn't even hear it like that. Oh, yeah! Nine!
So we know who he's talking about.
That's fucked. That's fucked.
To be fair, he's not a great person, is he?
No, he's not nice.
He's not, so I hear it.
I'd want to go back and see, like, the knights. I want to go back and see them, like, you know, with the swords and shit. I want to go and see that.
I want to see P&D's first album.
Wow.
Perform it live. Since you're being Esprija, don't look at me like that. You want to watch fucking Maradona, mate. I watched Pineapple's first album in a concert. Thank you.
P&D is not as iconic as Maradona.
Esprija. Who the hell is Esprija? I don't know who he is.
Tino Esprija for Newcastle.
Generally don't know who that is.
Well, he's now a politician.
One of the greatest like Colombian players.
Shout out to Colombia. I don't know who he is.
Valderrama?
Of course I did. The goalkeeper.
No. Valderrama's the guy that had the big gold hair, afro.
Goalkeeper.
That's what I thought. No. Or attacking mid.
Attacking mid.
Attacking mid.
Sorry, I thought you meant the other guy.
I'm trying to say, look, from time people don't even know.
He's like a Colombian icon. Type in Valderrama. Big.
I'd want to. Okay, if you could have a conversation with someone dead or alive, who would
you
it be?
See him?
Yeah, so he was the attacking midfielder, whereas the other one was the goalkeeper with the big hair. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. If you could have a conversation with someone dead or alive, who would it be?
Probably Margaret Thatcher.
Why do you want to chat to her?
I just want to say, just fuck you. Do you know what I mean? Like, go fuck yourself. I hate
what
you.
What did she do so wrong? I don't know.
She hated Liverpool. And the fact that, like, she tried to ruin the North. I just hate her, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher.
Who would yours be?
Dead or alive? Pablo Escobar.
Love that.
I say to him, Pablo Escobar, why did you decide to because the other thing is, I'll be honest with you, I feel like Narcos done it wrong, you know? I think they made him look like a kind of superhero-ish.
He did help a lot of people, though.
Yeah, I know, but he also killed women and children. And based off watching that show, you don't think he done that. You know what I'm trying to say? You feel like he lacked family, he lacked kids, he lacked women, he was like a very good person, you know? Mm. Whereas, obviously, in real life, he did help a lot of people, but he also was very corrupt and very dangerous. I remember what he did to that guy in that scene where he sent that kid on an airplane and told him to click that button when it gets, that's so bad. He grew, you know what I mean? And he told his family, like, oh, we're going to be so rich after this and all of that stuff. And then he just made him kill himself on a plane because there was a certain person on that plane he wanted to get rid of.
Would there be no difference if you were in the government, though? Like, you know, I just feel like some people, it's basically either your government or your mafia.
Yeah, but I'm saying I just want to have a conversation with him just to see why he thought in the way he thought.
Would you play him Narcos back and go, hey, you chill with this?
Yeah, he'd say he'd love this. He definitely would love it because he'd be like, he hid so much of the shit I've done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? And also, I'll tell him, yo, mate, where did he bury that money?
Mm.
I go, I know some people that can dig it up.
Who are you chatting to?
Probably my nan, you know.
Wow.
RIP my nan, man.
Mm. Say, maybe look like a bad person.
Why?
Yeah,
because I'm
not. No, because you're on the banter ones. You man are on these banter ones, but yeah.
Yeah, do the TikTok ones.
TikTok ones. Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
Wow.
It's like pom pom feel like, man.
Wow. I think Marilyn doesn't know what to answer to that.
I got TikTok answers and serious ones. But my serious one would actually be my nan still.
Your mum's mum?
Yeah. Deeper woman.
Yeah.
Very deeper woman. I'd say the reason I'm so blessed and fortunate is all of it's God's. Massive little percentage actually is her prayers.
Really?
Serious.
Nan prayers out. Have a different level, don't
bro,
they?
I'm missing like out some prayers. Deeper prayers, bro. Yeah, man, my nan, man.
Ooh, good I woman, like this man. Question. Do memories still exist if you forget them?
If you what?
Do memories still exist if you forget them?
Break that down. Because if they're not a memory, if you forget, how can you remember?
Because it's still in your brain. You just need
your subconscious mind.
You just need some reminding. Generally, at one time, I was a prank where someone done a prank on me. I won't mention what it was, but it was close to me to dying, right?
The Canada thing.
Anyway.
Hey.
It was a prank where I almost died. But regardless, let me just tell you this. When I thought I was dying, random memories were popping up in my head. Like a flashback of my life.
You're joking.
That's funny, yeah? Hand on heart, like mum's life. I saw a memory of me.
Get down, little.
Cool. Wow.
I remember I was in a stroller.
Really?
And my mum, I kept saying, open it, like, get me out of here. And then they laughed and got me out. And then I started running and then my sisters chased me. This was like when I was very young. I went to my mum and asked her, did I used to run out of the, she goes, yes, you always did at the park. I remembered something from when I was 3 or 4. Genuinely. And I was like, this is scary.
They nearly X my.
Stop talking about that.
I'm going to have to beep all that.
No, you need to watch it.
Genuinely.
Watch.
Yeah, off camera, I'll talk to you, but I just don't want to give them any clout because I don't like the people now in my life. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that,
yeah,
bro.
No, it's cool. It's funny, it's just that bit, it's cool.
Okay.
Right.
But yeah, genuinely, like I had some random memories pop up. Wow. I was like, oh my God, what is this about? So I genuinely think a different part of your brain opens up based on situations.
I've not experienced that. Obviously, I believe you.
What's the earliest memory you can remember? How old do you think you were? I think the brain says something about 5, right?
Roughly. I think you can remember just a little bit before that. But yeah.
2001, I can remember 2001.
How old are you when you're in year 3?
8.
7, 8. Yeah.
That's problematic.
Yeah, 7, 8, yeah.
8 years old.
Yeah.
It's very old.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, bro. 03. I remember 02 very easily.
Really?
Good, tell
good
you,
World
tell
Cup,
you,
that.
Huh?
Good World
South
Cup.
South Korea.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Generally, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember we bought new sofas, burgundy sofas, leather ones. It was like £2,000 and I was thinking, oh my God, we're so rich. Because it was £2,000.
Yeah, that's color. A lot of money.
And it was very bad. Yeah, I know. But
yeah,
it was
horror colour. Burgundy Lev.
Yeah, burgundy Lev. Yeah.
There's nothing bad. Good coming out of that.
Yeah. Mum and dad, you see that?
Oh, but they still got them now?
No.
Oh, see?
They got rid of them. That'd be problematic.
I can't lie, I had it for like 15 years though.
Yeah? What? You think you keep sofas for a year? Especially where we come from.
Yeah, 10,
we 15. We had fuck all, bro. Them sofas have got to last.
Yeah. 10, sure. 10, 15.
What? There's a hole in it. No problem. Put blanket over that.
Can I give you both of them?
We had holes left, right, center.
Yes, come, bro. Same here, bro.
You're about to go into your parent years, kind of, you know, when you meet someone, if you meet anyone. Yeah. Don't buy a new sofa right before you have kids. It's not worth it.
It's going to get ruined, isn't it?
It's just going to get ruined. Stains everywhere.
How much?
What's
a good price for?
Nah, he's warning the man them. Yo, when you come for dinner, don't watch myself.
Yeah,
that's what that meant there. That's what you bagged it, innit? I said you're warning us. When we come to your house for dinner, something, just don't look at your sofas.
Oh no, because we got like a cover. We bought a specific cover for it. Yeah.
How much?
So yours is clean.
How much does a good sofa cost?
We got like a cleaner thing.
How much does a good sofa cost?
A good sofa or just a sofa?
2.5.
Is it?
Yeah,
2.5.
Good sofa, 2.5. I reckon IKEA is still pretty good for like 500 or a grand. Feel pretty good.
Well, I bought one for 2.5 the other day, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Burgundy. I live on a 42nd floor.
Wow.
And then it wouldn't fit in the lift.
Yeah.
So then they had to carry up all those flights of stairs.
No.
Sofa got upstairs, rips everywhere. Little Utes ripped it.
42 floors, man.
Don't give a toss. For the amount of money I'm spending, not correct me if I'm wrong, audience, but I think for the amount of money you're spending, you should have wrapped that sofa up so well
that
even if it fell in a volcano, it would have been all right.
Volcanoes? What's the deal with you? Have you seen a volcano?
I don't know. Second time I mentioned canoes, innit?
No joke, though.
But you get it, though. Like, come on.
You tip them,
huh?
You tip volcano. Those guys.
I would have been upset.
I always tip.
No, but I was going to say.
If anything, I overtip. What?
Tipping it down, yeah?
Oh,
you overtip.
I get my barber. No, my barber gets the best tip.
Yeah.
No. Gets the best extra money.
We're done.
For a little job he does. That was crazy, isn't it? Tipping man is wrong.
Hey, my brother Xander. Oh, HD.
Xander, lie, Zans. The extra change, not tip, cars. So why
you're giving my brother's tip?
Nah.
I didn't know you were on that one.
Well, nah, Trust me, like, I'm everyone's favourite customer, man. Man's really doing the most for you.
How many people
the
do
only
you think...
time I don't give...
How much you dipping? 3 inches, 4 inches, 3 inches?
Yeah, crazy. The only time I don't give extra change is when we got to eat. Let's just say, like, there's, I don't know, 9 of us and the bill's, like, something stupid. Then, no, man, I ain't giving nothing, bro. Because the service charge on top of that says about 100 and something pound. Yeah. I ain't giving nothing. But for the most part, I like giving extra change.
Wow.
Yeah. Rather like giving penis.
Yeah. Give me extra cheese.
Oh, also, this is the end of the pod.
Yeah.
But I want to let people know that me and Philly and Lawrence are partaking in an ancestry kit test. Philly doesn't even know this because I've not sorted this out. But we want to see where we're actually from.
So if you are going to get your ancestry predicted, what are you saying? What do you think is mixed in there?
I think I'm Colombian.
What percentage?
6%.
Six?
Because he's rubbed off on me.
Okay, wow, okay.
Give me Venezuelan, maybe 4%.
Basically South American.
No, okay, let me joke. Okay, let me stop the joking now. I think it's going to be 100% Somali. I've seen a lot of people do this and they just get 100% Somali, which is hilarious. So I think I might be 100% Somali.
There's nothing in your lineage which says, you know, a little bit of something from somewhere else wandered in.
Somewhere. I hear them though, because that's an Af. Black people come from Af.
Yeah, I think maybe if there's anything else, it'll probably be because I'm East African neighboring. Potentially, I got Eritrea, Ethiopes, if I'm being a bit cheeky, audacious. But I generally think maybe Yemeni, potentially. I don't know.
How would you feel if you found there was something else?
I think that's so cool.
I'll be buzzing. I can't wait to see where I'm from in Africa.
Yeah, you can't be 100% Colombian, innit?
I got to be Ethiopes.
There's something.
Imagine, you're, well, how do you do, yeah? Well, lie, generally. 70% Colombian, 24% Somali. What do you do?
What can I do?
Over the moon, happy?
Like, Somali's lit, but Colombia's lit.
You haven't been to Somalia?
No, but like, even if you just think of it, like, actually, no, you lot got good food, good girl.
Great grub.
Great food.
Beautiful. Well, we got better music. Can we dance better?
No.
Well, we're known for salsa, bro.
Yeah, we're known for what? And Burambur.
Oh, Burambo.
Yeah, you don't know about that one.
Yeah, I do.
And Danto.
Burambo.
A little bit of Italian in you.
Ooh.
I would love
I'm
Italian.
I'm not Ilias.
No.
Now, if I'm being honest, couldn't give a toss.
You couldn't care.
I'm still repping Colombia.
Well, no.
Okay, what if you're not Colombian at all?
Well, I am because my mum was born there.
It doesn't matter. I'm saying to you, hypothetical. Can you just go hypothetical? What's wrong with this guy?
Of course.
We talk about dreaming and volcanoes, but he doesn't want to talk about hypothetical. Yeah, so if hypothetically you're El Salvador, what are you going to do about that? You're not devastated because you've been lying your life?
No. Is it not that he's still Colombian?
He looks El Salvadorian.
Is he?
Man, because...
You're Colombian in here, though.
You're always going to be the most exciting.
Me?
Yes, guaranteed.
What do you reckon?
What, the man there, Polish?
Nah.
What?
Nah.
That's Lucas.
Scandinaves?
Scans. A little Irish.
Yeah, definitely Irish.
Got a little hooded eye here, so we don't know who's been, you know, pillaging my villages.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Lawrence and Chunk.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Sometimes he gets a little look in his eye like, you shouldn't be here, bro.
Don't be that funny. Just ask us questions.
Yeah. So
don't do jokes, okay?
Yeah.
What do you
Scottish?
Think?
Scottish?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Is the red?
Oh, you might have a young little Northern Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Might have a young little
South
Romaine.
African.
Dream about it.
Why?
Dream about
those
it.
Those are white people in South Africa.
No racism in me.
No, no apartheid in him.
No
apartheid. I reckon you got a young little Romanian in you.
Really?
Potentially.
Yeah,
might
Romanian.
Have a bit of Kosovan.
You know what?
So every country in the world.
Get accepted by wife's family even more?
Yeah, it's not happening.
Misipe.
Yeah. We'll see. So we're going to do it off camera.
Off camera, then we'll
and
meet
then
the results.
And then next app.
Maybe not next step.
Well, we don't know how quick it comes back. If we
pay
for
the premium package and invoice Philly for that, you'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still be fine. But we're going to put a little bit of our saliva in some tubes.
Dude, man, just tongue, man. That's a white.
You're giving tips to people, man.
No. Man, that's he's mad.
That's not even the gayest thing on this episode.
What's going on?
You said you wanted your volcano to erupt.
Fucking, she needs to.
He's giving tips as well. So don't try it with me, mate. Anyway, I think my official prediction would be 100% Somali for me. What's your official prediction for yourself?
I'm going to say, obviously, Africa somewhere, but I'm going to be precise and say East Africa. And I'm also
going... precise?
Oh, I don't want to pick a country. So it could be Eritrean, Ethiopian, It's Kenya and East Africa.
Yeah, there's
Kenya,
Tanzania,
Somali,
Rwanda,
Burundi, any of those countries.
Djibouti.
Uganda.
And my other one I'm going to give myself.
It's my land.
It's Caribbean.
Ooh. Like
you've got
set
that vibe.
Kitts and Vincent.
I get Trini vibes.
Bombo clat.
I look like a Trini. Is maybe Barbados.
All right then.
True say my glow is a good glow.
But does that not go back even further to East or just West Africa anyway? So you know what I'm saying?
Come, let's do it. I'm actually very, 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 very curious to see who I'm at.
And then Lawrence, quickly.
I'm from
Irish, Scottish, some Scandi in there, something. I wish I had something a bit more exotic.
Have you never done this before?
No, of course not.
Excited to be doing this.
Bro, I'm sorry. I didn't think I was going to get an opportunity. You know, when you said, order some sets, I text Ira, I went, get a third one, because, you know.
Nah, that's going to be cool, because you're probably going to be the coolest one. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up.
What would you do if
here.
There was a little bit of something from Africa in me? Would you see me differently if there
you
was
You can't
just...
say nigger if that's what you're asking.
Can I not?
No.
Not even when I'm quoting someone else?
Nah.
At a concert?
Nah.
Nah, it's a shame.
At a concert?
What do you think is an acceptable amount?
What?
Of black.
Drink water, bro. Drink water.
I can't breathe. That's why.
Go on.
What do you think the acceptable amount
oh,
of
yeah,
black
yeah, little...
in you to say the N-word is? 50%? Because quarters...
Well, Mexicans say it, and they ain't black.
Because they feel like they've been through the same struggles, but they haven't.
They suffered hardship, but different hardships.
Different hardships.
Yeah. Yeah, 50%. Yeah,
50.
So, unless you got 50 in you, mate, can't accept it.
Unless you ain't got 50... Yeah, that sounds crazy. In you, crazy. Anyway, with that being said, I hope
Mr.
you enjoyed...
Tip, man.
Yeah.
Aizans, keep getting tips from my brother, though, man. You, man, love. Just want to say thanks for watching the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. We really did enjoy it. Tip boy, you want to say anything?
Tip boy.
Don't give tip to the supporters now. but yeah, love, admiration, perspiration, admiration.
And subscribe. And make sure you tune into the next ep so you know where we're really from. Take care, guys.
We're going to see at the beginning of the episode as well.
We're the proud of South London. South London's number one. And you know it's true. We're the red and blue. Ooh. Oh, this up one, look. We love you, we love you, we love you. And where you go, we follow, we follow, we follow. Cause we support the palace, the palace, the palace. And that's the way we like it, we like it, we like it. Oh! Hey, football chants are elite, innit?
Yeah,
we're giving Arsenal one?
Huh? Arsenal, Arsenal, Arsenal.